Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hanford and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review NXT but also this baby's premium live events. We have roundtable discussions,
wrestling interviews,
yeah, all that bollocks. And around with me, complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestling culture.
As this is Rampage, baby.
As I said, though, join my Hamlin's injury to look ahead to NXT tonight and all the fallout from spring breaking, Michael Hamlin.
Spring breaking?
Spring?
Like champagne and flowers?
And it is the season after winter, I think.
The number one wrestling podcast says the show names in a funny voice and possibly offensive.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall and someone who's like, well, I've never really listened to this, but it is top of the charts. Let's see what these analysts have got to say about it. Well, I'm hooked. Subscribe.
I love that instantly, though, in your dream scenario.
Not your two's excellent analysis week in, week out. That funny voice is done that.
It's a rampage, baby.
I'm really pleased with previewing it so that I can remember what we even talked about on last week's review. NXT 2.0 has this strange hold over me for the duration of the time we need to remember what happened.
Yes.
When I watched it, through to when we review it. And then it disappears for a full week. That's it, yeah? Just... it's so disposable. And then the one thing I remembered, obviously, like, spoiler for when we actually have a preview, is a
Red Druid.
He beats Joe Gacy, job done. And then it's about to go off the air with Red Druid. And it was only we sort of realised as we were reviewing it last week of, oh, hang on, that was probably a teaser for something. It went off the air as a thing was about to happen. Shouldn't one of us have checked what that was? But there was zero, the hook didn't work. Nobody went online to look.
No.
And then I asked you in the afternoon, did you look at that thing, Wilborn? You said, yeah, he got beat up and carried out on a barbed wire stretcher.
That's what I saw. Sidgwick, you were unfortunate enough to miss last week's NXT 2.0 review. Yeah. Looking forward to... oh, wait, you two are not reviewing it tomorrow either. We've got a meeting and you two have managed to pull the lucky straw of missing tomorrow's show. But nevertheless, are you looking forward to tonight's show?
No.
All the fallout from spring breaking, basically. Let's start. We might as well, what are we talking about now? Let's start with Bron Breakker. Have been kidnapped. That's already been taken up with another section of this show that we'll talk about in a bit. But yeah, presumably, I mean, it is the season for rematches in WWE. But I don't know. Kennel from Hell match with Druids at ringside? I don't...
No, he's obviously been taken to a barbed wire medical facility.
Right.
The barbed wire on the stretcher. It's so funny to me because it's like, they're taking him out on a stretcher because he's going to go to a dark medical place.
Unless,
but the barbed wire is the thing that would cause the injury in the first place.
Joe Gacy got stretched out on a barbed wire stretcher.
Bron Breakker wins.
What, clean as a sheet?
You know how, like, when it faded out and it was like, there's a red druid on the apron? We were only in the room. So there was a red druid on the apron, like, had the druid, but then it, like, had a mask that looked like Wolfpack Sting, right? And we were just like, oh, yeah, Like, in the NXT, something must have happened. Like, just because the TV show goes off the air, the Red Druid can't be like, anyway, see you next week, and just walk to the back. And sure enough, there was a network exclusive where they beat him up and taken him to the back. So, yeah, he can't be kidnapped, but Bron Breakker has got to now be somewhere. It can't really be a cage, because they've done that with his dad. It can't be, like, so they threw him off that platform, and then the Druid ate his flesh for a bit. So
he just showed up next week.
Yeah, like, has he been held hostage somewhere for a week? Is he fine? Does he come out and explain how he got away from the new evil Druid? Is he still feuding with Joe Gacy?
Well, like you say, on the one hand, there's barbed wire there, which hurts. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there's a stretcher that takes you somewhere to heal.
Oh! My band.
Yeah?
I've literally... We have the maddest theories on this, and I have not a clue what they're going to... It's probably going to start with Bron Breakker cutting a promo to start the show.
That stretcher took him all the way to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Love that. Very considerate. But, you know, Joe Gacy's thing is that he wants to help people. Acceptance Clay.
Yes. Tolerance Clay.
Tolerance Clay, or whatever it was.
Clay of Tolerance or something like that. I've got Mountain of Omnipotence in my head, and that's the other show.
Yeah.
Broadus Clay.
Like somebody could better call Bron Breakker's mama.
Actual Clay has got more athleticism and cardiovascular skill than Tyrus at this point. You ever see a frog splash?
Amazing.
One of the best things I've seen in my entire life. Absolutely ridiculous.
Do the old, you can do the Guerrero style? No. D'Lo style? Robin Napster? No, I'm thinking of going to my toes.
You do Guerrero style.
That's why they call me Tyrus. Why are we talking about Tyrus? Oh, Clay.
Clay, yeah. Because he did say on the show last week, God forbid if I don't win this title, and then he just didn't win the title. So Presumably this is the backlash, I suppose, is the appropriate term.
So you're saying fallout plus what's next for Joe Gacy?
Basically, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're going to just continue this feud with Joe Gacy for Bron Breakker in terms of answering my own question.
Probably step it up.
Yeah. But they have to, what they like?
Or by a stretcher match. He's got to wheel a barbed wire stretch match over that tiny aisle. It's not. We don't have to push it very far, would it?
It's wedged. It's stuck. Like that tanker that got stuck for ages. Yeah. The Suez Canal.
Lumber Druids match.
Oh,
yes. Where everyone at ringside is evil.
They could go to that. I was just going to go to that place. Actually, I was going to carry on, but that feels like they're going to go to that place. But where...
That place in Edge's head where he's really boring.
You know when Cameron Grimes was trying to escape Dexter Loomis?
Yes.
And there was just zombies around every
Haunted
corner.
House thing, yeah. Yeah,
they could go to that place.
Yeah.
I go to that place.
As good an idea as any.
Go to that place with Big Joe Gacy.
I was going
to
say, it isn't the season, like the witching season of the witch, but it wasn't. It was like spring break, what, a month and a half ago? So they don't really care about that.
Hello, Wicked.
Why can't any wrestling get time right?
Mm. Like that video on the beach.
AEW's like,
freezing the tits off, like, yeah. We're at the beach.
So AEW's does beach break in January. Like, who has a beach break in January?
Not even in like a hot American state as well, was it? It was a coastal one, but that was about it. It was freezing cold.
They just think of stuff and go, let's just do it.
It's like WrestleMania Backlash. Christmas in July.
In terms of other fallout from spring break, though, are you aware of the latest shenanigans with Wendy Chu and Roxanne Perez against Toxic Attraction?
No, actually. The only thing...
All yours.
Hand on heart. The only thing that I heard about from my Twitter timeline that happened on spring break, which obviously is a professional who covers it for a living, I try to catch up with it, but I was just watching Twin Peaks. I saw the wank gag that he's had extra
Boris Johnson,
super. He's got like Cena's body for a hand. Yeah. In that one, he's a complete wanker, and two, he's got superhuman powers of recovery because he's working. He's touching his goddamn cag too much.
I mean, this is wanker adjacent. So you were kind enough to run down what happened with Joe Gacy, Bron Breakker, and the Druids a few weeks ago.
Yes, to be fair to NXT 2.0, I heard that the triple threat was really good.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
very
good,
and it opened. It was always in that slot where you've still got a bit of patience for some wrestling before the rest of the show happens.
Spoilers: the winner was. Cameron Graham.
So Wendy Chu and Toxic Attraction and Roxy, I guess.
Roxanne Perez
has now been dragged into all of this. Toxic Attraction, obviously, big wrestling show, spring break, tag team champions. Go to the beach and frolic in the sea in their bikinis.
Yes, boy!
That's happening, right? They're just like...
Well, that was later. You've jumped ahead slightly. I've not talked about the world champion yet.
Mandy Rose. Ah, yes. How could I forget? Mandy Rose has gone for a sunbed. And Wendy Chu does that thing that happened in one of the, what was there?
Final Destination.
The Final Destination movies where, like, the girls get killed by being trapped in the sunbeds for ages. Wendy Chu does that to Mandy Rose for banter.
All right.
So she's in there for too long. She comes out, like, lobster red. It looks like, you know, like, well, Seth Rollins would say, she looks like Monday Night Raw's ropes. She's got a little Wendy Chu logo burned into her body now. So she, like, can't join them at the beach. She was tanning for the beach, but she can't join them. So they go to the beach by themselves. And obviously
Isn't the beach for tanning?
Obviously not. She wanted to get a pre-beach tan. But long-term storytelling, Wendy Chu knew where they were going.
Yeah.
So, like, they go follow them at the beach. They're at the beach, frolicking in the sea. They're in slow motion for some reason.
Mm. And why?
Great time to be tag champs.
Yep. Great time to be a wrestling fan. So, great time to be a pornography fan. And yes. Wendy Chu and Roxanne Perez go to the beach where they're in the sea and steal the shoes, right? It's not just stealing the shoes to, you know, sort of like nick their things. That's not what this is about. It's a long-term plan. It sounds like, with respect, Wendy, what the f*** are we doing? And Wendy says, okay, you're in NXT 2.0 now. You got to play the game. So they steal the shoes. Toxic Attraction come out the sea. And like they're like, where's the shoes? Straight away. It's unbelievable. Where's shoes? And also, where's my car keys? And they look up. And Wendy Chu and Roxanne Perez are 20 feet tops away from them going, oh, we've got your shoes and your keys. And they're like, let's get them. And the baby faces are, scram. So they run off. They run off the beach, right? They go to the car. They stand by the car, I think it is. Stand by the car and be like, we've got your shoes. Starts attraction, go to run across the car park. The sun has made the tarmac hot, hasn't it, Sidgwick? So they can't, they can't run across the tarmac, and then you think, oh, now they're going to steal the car and really inconvenience them. No, they move the car six spaces along the car park, put the shoes on the floor, and leave.
slightly inconvenience, toxic attraction, basically.
1-0.
1-0.
Why learn them?
Why was there a camera crew there?
Why was any of this anything? It's slow motion tits. Like, we covered the reason for this tits in the first bit, which was them frolicking in the sea.
Slow motion. And ass?
Yeah.
Was there ass?
Yeah.
You got the lot. Up to our nuts in it, we were.
So, tonight, obviously, as a fallout from that, there's a match. JC Jane, Gigi Dolin against Wendy Chu and Roxanne Perez. I have no idea if the tag titles are on the line, if not, to be honest. But how do you see this one playing out, Michael Sidgwick, now you know all this?
Poorly.
Do you think they'll sell like foot injuries? Like they're trying to. Oh,
I think Mandy Rose is going to be like can't really sit down. Yeah, exactly. I think maybe they're going to factor in the foot injuries. To be honest, we haven't got a where's Wendy because she's in the ring. But my prediction for this is they just go all out, just make it a Home Alone match. She's going to chuck some marbles in the ring. Mm. They're going to fall backwards. 1, 2, 3. And they'll get. I don't think the tag titles are on the line off the top of my head. I'll check, but who cares?
So if they're not, they win tonight to set up the title match. Look, and this is the thing. I'm just like, here's me doing like a WWE wrestling bit after I've just described to you a slow motion tits in the sea, the tarmac is hot bit. This ran like 5 minutes. This was a long, long segment. They lingered on every single aspect of this terrible bit of wrestling television. After something that you've requested for 2+ years actually occurred. They did sexy body shots, and it was revealed after a pullout to be pretty deadly.
Yeah.
Did Wade Barrett go, one women.
What was that? You had something to do with that, Vic.
You simp. Simp alert. That's something he's actually said.
So can Toxic Attraction put Chu and Perez in their place, Hamflet, or will the two tricksters pull off their biggest prank yet tonight?
Two tricksters. What a tag team.
Not my words, the words of WWE.com, Michael Hamflet.
Are they going to be named like Silly String?
Is that going to be the
team? This is what I mean. Like, you cannot then. If you're asking that question without those silly nicknames, I still can't give you like a normal answer because it just doesn't sound authentic, does it? All that bollocks that took place. Now, like, is Wendy Chu going to go a bit deeper with those arm drags? I don't care. How could you care? You're not encouraged to care. You're encouraged to look and stare and wank. That's what they're asking you to do with these wrestlers.
What's his make of Vic? Oh, I need that blanket right now, Vic. I'm really enjoying this match.
If you know what I mean, you're going to hold on.
What's that on the end of your dick, Vic?
Oh, it's cum.
Vic Joseph's big night out. Every week in the NXT 2.0 dome.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anyway, Natalia versus Cora Jade tonight.
That's been building for a while, this one.
How do you see it playing out? You know, the veteran versus the young up-and-comer who can't skate.
The veteran who lost last week?
Oh, yeah. Lash Legend and Natalya lost last week in a tag with Cora.
They didn't even do the main roster win to set up the loss.
Are you joking? So they're calling the boat, yeah. And she, in her second NXT 2.0 match, loses.
I mean, technically she didn't get pinned, but yes.
So now if and when Cora Jade wins tonight, it'd be like, what a huge moment for Cora Jade.
And I know what you're thinking. So who did get pinned? Well, that's Lash Legend. Who's currently in the NXT breakout tournament tonight.
I've already seen a breaking out and it's not pretty.
Haven't had the guidance of Natalya. Natalya's winning.
Yeah.
Cora Jade wins the This is so pointless.
They're the worst.
Jesus Christ, this is futile, isn't it?
If you look at how bad Raw was last night, if you look at how SmackDown has been since WrestleMania, just wretched. I'm talking all-time worst TV. In the fact that NXT isn't there as it used to be, is this, well, you know, it's not all bad. NXT's on this cult thing, and it's got some great wrestling, and, you know, it'd be better if it was big time and the main event and the whole point, but, you know, it's still got NXT. This company's never been as bad, like, ever. In terms of, like, I got bored by the matches in NXT and all the great matches. But at least we're there for people who like great matches and don't need anything else. Like, my God, this company's hasn't been this bad for years and years and years and years and years, all things considered.
It's so strange. We've touched upon this before. It's so strange how there is still a sort of, like, a thin veneer of coherence about NXT 2.0. So, like, you will ask us a question of, like, will they go on to fight so-and-so? And they probably actually will. There's loads and loads of cases where, like, they are trying to, like, tell stories isn't even the word. They're doing things between the characters that matter the next week and the week after and the week after. But it's almost all awful. So just because, oh yeah, they were actually fighting each other a couple of weeks ago, now they're going to have the big match, just because they've done the very, very basics. They've still smeared the basics in complete shit. Like, and that's every NXT 2.0. It's WWE Raw skit bad with the occasional thread of a story that you can follow. It's the strangest of all of them. It's why it's often really funny as well. Why it's not of this earth, but it's very, very strange.
Can I tell you the finish?
Yes, please.
Natalya is either going to grab the tights, or I'm more leaning towards holding onto the ropes and then tapping ahead and being like, outsmarted you. Not quite there yet, kid.
Not quite there yet, kid.
Lash Legend going to nick off with a skateboard.
She's got to prepare. It's the breakout tournament. Now you allow me to transition lovelily into the...
Lovelily.
Lovelily. Lovelily. Greatly. into the breakout tournament.
Talking to other women. There's a German woman. There's a Lucha Libre woman.
Oh, hang on, wait a second.
There's an accountant.
So we got the breakout tournament. You've got Lash Legend, mm-hmm. already wrestled. Roxanne Perez, mm-hmm. already wrestled. Well, she can't be wrestling tonight then. So that I'll put that off of the draw to one side. Tatum Paxley. Is Tatum Paxley... No, Fallon Henley is Fallon Briggs Henley's, and Jensen's yeah. one. So we've got Sloane Jacobs versus Tatum Paxley.
Yep.
Pick choice for that one?
Sloane Jacobs.
Who's her opponent?
Sloane Jacobs versus Tatum Paxley. I'm going to just find out which one was which. Oh, no, that's... I'm trying to find out, you know, the...
We'll write wikis for these.
This is... She's... Oh, hang on, I'm just reading about her background now. I'm trying to work out if this is part of her gimmick or not. But
it's not a shoot!
Why, I was thinking, why would it be? You know, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe this is a clue to what a character is, but they come in and just go, you're a, I don't know, zoologist or whatever. So what I'll Google, because I've definitely written their names down before, I'll Google what they are whilst you tell me this is your thing. Because there is one spot spare. It's the bracket against Lash Legend, but we've seen MMA fighters and people who fight their sisters and stuff like that come through. So, Michael Hanflett, what is whoever this new person's thing is?
Basketball player.
Ooh.
Because she says, I'm going to rampage through the competition because I know how to get the numbers. And it's just... NBA is just destroying all wrestling. Nobody cares about wrestling.
That's a very good point.
Basketball's more of a pressing concern.
Is that the Zeitgeist Tyson as well making a comeback?
Yeah,
maybe basketball, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, last week I pitched a librarian because, one, they've already ripped off AEW, either unknowingly or cynically or whatever, and, you know, the scope for cross-pollination between the characters. We could have Brooks Jensen doing a How to Shag Chicks. How to shag him. How to blow your goddamn beans in the
imagine walking up to Fallon Helly. Like, look, it's not my fault, I'm useless. Toss a blue beans up your muff. Brooks Jensen just right there.
Ooh. Read by Brooks Jensen. I'm trying to do an American accent, but it's hard because like beans is like such an English thing. How to blow your goddamn beans up someone's muff.
The muff. Session muff Martina.
And then when he chugs, it's like very sleepy because libraries are quiet. Sure. Like, you know, I'll go to sleep. Fine, absolutely. I've already done that. I've obviously done it again so I can say beans. Beans up your muff.
Pork and beans. Speaking of pork and beans,
how's your muff doing?
Wine and dine.
Right.
Cody's going to get us for that. You know he's not allowed to.
Oh, Christ, I know. So we've had librarian, like admin assistants, like high flying power.
Less legend. Yeah, muff.
What are we going to say? I don't
know. I'm trying to work out.
Less legend and a muff.
Less legend in the muff.
Shut the muff. Shut up, man. So if I had like power office, like shoulder pads could be the ring jacket.
Yes, nice.
Incidentally. If I'd,
she could be the new member of Jacket Time. She is gone.
Huh?
You're doing nothing.
Yeah.
Got a jacket.
You got a jacket.
It's a thing. It's a checklist. It's a coat. Go and get it over.
Jazz singer, skateboarder, office worker.
Power lifter. That's Tatum Paxley. And my money's on her tonight.
Is that Ivy Nile?
Shooter. Yeah, but real this shooter. Is,
we've seen her before, unlike Lash Legend and Valen Henley.
Like,
and
not being funny, like, sod all this. Can we just talk for a minute about Bivens' incredible work at the weekend?
Oh,
that was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You could shoot up a Popeyes and they'll put you against Ilya Dragunov.
Such a great popper there.
Somebody that's been in the system, making real. Like, this is office patter, but it's out there. People talk about this online. Nick Carnes.
Doesn't know that NXT UK.
Like, he doesn't know there's an NXT UK tab. And when he does, they're all... Like, somebody that's been inside the system making that real. What a cathartic moment that was. And in the way he delivered it. It's absolutely worth going out.
Yeah, definitely go on his head.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my word.
Right, jazz
singer. That English accent, didn't he?
Yeah.
What's going on with that little black bloke?
Oh, man. This guy, I want to get it right, basically. I want to win. What do women do in the eyes of them?
Oh, bollocks.
What?
I've just realised as you've said that, I'm booking horribly because I've got an idea for this. I've got mine written down, but I've not put my their brain in my head. I've given her like a proper job.
They're pretty similar brains. She's given her a proper job, put her to work.
She's a chef.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking up the competition. Yep. Oh, I'm going to go with just a cyclist.
Skateboard. Can't ride the cyclist. So can't ride the bicycle either.
No, no,
she walks into the ring, puts a bike lock on and has a match in it.
Folds it up.
She's like someone who really likes the trails.
Okay.
And like skids, I can imagine. Like,
BMX.
Like BMX, radical, and like doing like skids and stuff like that.
Grayson Waller's like, I know a thing or two about that. Well, I did for like a week.
Like, she's going to be a cyclist, but like a mountain biker.
BMX.
Von Wagner took Kyle O'Reilly cycling, didn't
he? Yes, so they've got a bike.
Yeah.
They've already got one.
They've already seen money in the props. You got this just to carry this full bike to the ring. Why am I doing this? Well, we just had it.
He got a bicycle.
So, yeah, and then Wade Barrett very thinking he's funny, watching Botchamania like years after everybody else did. He's like, he's got a bicycle. And then I'm trying to think of a pun that you can have as a catchphrase.
Ooh.
Like, what's like cyclist slang and stuff?
Get your hands off your helmets.
Yes. Because what is it? What's a catchphrase or like a personality trait of a cyclist? Oh, yeah, I know. Absolutely blinkered cunt who will not fucking move even though children are standing in their way. They will not move. The amount of times.
We're getting dash cam, Cedric.
The amount of times in lockdown, right? The amount of times when, like, you say, right, go out for your one bout of exercise while I drink some Pimsy, you plebs. And you would, we were quite fortunate, like, more privileged and all the rest of it. Like, we've got, like, a really nice, right at the end of our street, there's, like, just a nice bit of woodland, and then there's the Tyne River right there, and you can go for a nice walk along the river and some woodland. And we're right, okay, we'll go out for our exercise. And then some tit cyclist, ding, 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 with a helmets on and their stupid, you know, those like irradiated sunglasses and they're like the high vis vest. I'm a cyclist. And like, there's a pretty vulnerable, like, 2-3 year old at the time who could walk and stuff. But, you know, if you motor over, like, it's not good news,
she's
is it?
And drink.
Yeah, she's going to the drink, or, you know, she's probably not going to take it very well. Ding, 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 ding. It's not a train.
It was the Crazy Frog.
It's not a train, right? Where it takes ages for the brakes to apply and it's on you to get out the way. It's not a train. It's some cock on a bike. He's just like, nah, it's my exercise. It's my time. I don't care if you're 3 years old. I don't care if you're 2 years old. You could be a newborn fetus. I do not break my stride for anyone. You've seen this.
Yeah.
They do not move. Honestly, right. I thought e-drones in replies are the worst people on earth.
You're not getting, as a person who drives quite a lot, you're not going to get any arguments from me. I think this should be, you know, you've got to be very careful when I'm in a car, but they don't make it easy on themselves sometimes.
And that is go ding, 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 as if they expect you to, like, what's a two-year-old going to do? Oh, sorry. I know it's important to you, like, your fitness tracker, that you don't break stride and you can't recount what you're doing. So what I'm going to do is a two-year-old who can't even ride a bike, let's grasp this and just mosey on out the way for an adult. Ding,
you.
Ding, ding. So you have to kind of like say, oh, come on, get out the way of the man. I stopped doing it, you know. I was getting so irate because I wasn't already in the best mental position at the best of times.
Make it be in the way.
During the lockdown. Like, they kind of communicated to you, but I just narrowly blinked, just proceeding. Of like, oh, go on, get out of the way. And I just used to no sell it. No. Go on the grass. No, you've got your stupid little thin wheels that are only there for the concrete, and you'd have a mountain bike if you could go on grass. And I, you know what I said? I said, touch grass. I don't care how thin your wheels are, dickhead.
I don't care how thin your wheels are.
I don't care how thin your wheels are. Go on the grass. She's not moving. And they would, it's like, the longer you wait, the more risk there is, the more irate I'm going to get. So waiting, 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 wait, I was playing chicken with these arseholes. Just, you're not, I'm not getting her out of the way. She's too, she is 2 years old.
Yeah.
She hasn't got a clue, right? Mm. And that's her first promo.
There we go.
That is the babyface promo against the heel cyclist.
Yeah.
They play, chicken with their own arseholes because they've got those shorts with like arse padding. It's such an uncomfortable pursuit. I don't get cycling. I do not get it. I know we're going to have people.
I like riding a bike.
There's going to be people that listen that are cyclists, and I would dare say they might listen to our podcast when they're on their cycling trail. So we're probably going to catch some heat.
You know what?
Cycling's not for me.
Take your headphones out and watch out for the little kids. And just make a minor, brief, crescent moon motion with your bike if to anything, get out the way of a child.
If anything, as well, by doing that,
you're cycling further,
so you get more out of your hobby.
Yeah.
You can't, if you're cycling in a straight line, that's just, oh, there's your cycle. But if you cycle round, further distance.
Get bigger wheels and stop being a cock. It is, I honestly loved it. Because Francis would be like, it just being so stupid. I was like, this is all I've got to look forward to in my day, is to feel like a bigger man than a cyclist, okay? So we could just let me do it. So how easy is it to just pick her up? It's a lot harder doing that than it is for them to drive out of the way. And that is why, that's the babyface promo, except they can't really cut them in NXT, so.
Meteorologist, a storm's coming. I'm not following that, so I just said it. Weather girl, basically.
Yeah.
And she can do loads of weather-based puns.
Yeah, I could see it.
And the reason why it works, I've thought about this, because, you know, meteorologist, very important
same
job.
Weather and
but they've
all
seen
the time.
Like those things that are like, have you seen this hot weather girl from Spain or somewhere? That's what they've seen. And so,
where are you looking for that?
I just pop-ups. Just pop-ups, you know. You know, things pop up.
What is your algorithm?
You know how things pop up, mate?
I'm a cock. Boom!
Anyway.
He's got his big flasher jacket on. Boom!
Yes.
It's for me.
Alba Fire returns to action tonight, Amplet. Kaylee Ray with her bat on fire.
Scotland Fire.
Scotland Fire, basically. Which, can she go in the breakout tournament?
Yes.
Because she's got a new name.
Yeah, like they put other people in.
I really like Kaylee Ray.
I did. Everyone's shine wears off on this brand and in WWE in general, and I think hers has gone, and this isn't going to fix it, unfortunately. Is she better here or on the main roster? Like, because she's got a new name, does she become the veteran? Is she presented as someone brand new?
Are they just heating her up before they have her join Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. potentially?
Why would they do that?
What have they got in common?
Trio titles.
Oh, yes. Perfect. I don't care. I like her, but she's not shown yet that she can have the type of match like an Io Shirai did in the CWC era,
yeah,
where there was just every now and then something to look forward to because she would find a way to make those matches like captivating, genuinely captivating. She's Kaylee Ray is great, yes, and has not really been able to do that in this specific version of the system. So I'll kind of have to wait to be decent tags, but not like out of this world brilliant that you're going to watch again.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of waiting to be shown that, and maybe this new gimmick's that, but probably not. It's just a different name. Everything else is the same.
I hope it's just a relatively straightforward squash, but they've put whatever the material is on one of the ring posts, and effectively it's like striking a match as she wins and then sets her bat on fire.
Okay, like, it's a bat on fire. It's slightly more realistic to be used in wrestling than
the
McIntyre's sword, but not that much in WWE. You know, she's not wrestling Cody. it's a bat on fire.
It's the most stupid thing.
It's as useless as the skateboard in terms of a prop, effectively.
Yes.
Because she's not, like, I know Mandy Rose has been nearly burned to death in a sunbed, in a solarium, but she's not saying
a solarium. It's impossible to say an American accent. Try it.
Solarium.
I'm going to burn you alive with this bat on fire.
Yeah.
She's not going to do it.
No.
She's not, never, ever going to do that in her life.
Never. No.
Finally, I'm not sure if you saw this as well. There was a very important meeting that went down at...
I just heard it was the most boring thing of all time.
It was Oscar-worthy, in my opinion. Dull. It was sensational. Got to do several voices for it, so I really enjoyed it.
So dull. How many voices?
No, it was mainly Tony, but it was Tony and his associates.
So. Ah, right, okay.
Yeah. But we also saw Santos Escobar kidnapping... Tony D'Angelo's consigliere. Oh, I don't know if I pronounced that right.
I'm sure the Italian Americans.
Wait a second.
I'm sure the Italian Americans are not going to be bothered about you mispronouncing that because they've all stopped listening.
Sorry, I probably butchered that.
Probably goddamn butchered then, huh?
So AJ has been kidnapped. How do you see things playing out this week?
AJ Galante.
Indeed. They're going to set two dimes and stacks on the case.
I don't know who did it. So that's how it ended.
Yeah, he got bundled into a core. I'm doing this now because I haven't got my Tony D'Angelo predictor. Spoiler alert. Features no Tony impressions.
How does that goddamn work?
Because.
Well, we'll save it for the goddamn thing.
Yeah, well, I'm about to get to it. But yeah, you tell me what you think about the future for this wise guy.
Vendetta. Ooh. Is that revenge? No, vendetta is like a personal issue.
Yeah.
Is there a cliched, insulting mafia word for revenge?
I don't know, actually.
Payback.
Do you know what I think? I've just had a great idea. I think that we're going to see a shot of AJ where he's been kidnapped. Mm-hmm. But guess what?
I thought there was going to be no goddamn accent.
Guess still, I can't help it sometimes. When I talk about something passionate, this just comes out of me.
Anna Louise, will you marry me, goddamn it?
How do you want to spend the rest of your life with this guy?
Shut up and get out of that bush. How do you even get in there?
So I think... Picture this, okay? More Oscar-worthy content coming right here, okay? Opening shot, you pan out, okay? We see a shot of AJ, okay? He's tied up. He's got tape over his mouth so no one can hear him squeak, huh? Right? Man, it pans out. But the shot of him is in Santos's hideout through a fish tank so it looks like he's sleeping with the fishes.
And Tony gets there. He breaks down the door. AJ's nowhere to be found. The shot wasn't lying. It was on tape. They look. Phantasma loves Saw too.
I love some it. Reason.
Well, the thing is, the guy sucked. So get him on television. It's not good, I think. So show get rid while you have the chance.
Like they misunderstood a really key phrase. Just Tony D'Angelo had a big fish as a prop.
Apparently, it's an actual cinema reference, and
we just found out.
Yeah, you are uncultured swine.
We got exposed.
Maybe we just need to see more goddamn movies.
Yeah, maybe you just gotta let it play out, as we always say.
Chew some water. Chew some water and make movies.
What do you think happens tonight with Tony?
I don't give a rat's ass. Yeah. I gotta be totally honest with you. I didn't prepare anything for the podcast. I'm totally
No disrespect.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Pure heart rule. I don't give a rat's ass.
When it comes to this gimmick, I live for you using an opportunity to say "in your Tony D'Angelo voice," and I ain't got much left for it.
My only prediction was gonna be they got AJ. They're torturing him. I was thinking like concrete shoes. You know, we done that. Sleeping with the fishes. Done that. So they're gonna. Pin his eyes open and make him watch the original NXT. Why does he keep talking about f***ing mustaches?
He's sticking next to me. He's got his eyes open like that, and he made sure to look at me. He's like a double pop.
Until you mentioned mustaches, I thought you were talking about Triple H's one. And it was just a burial of Triple H. They're just screening the CWC.
Hey, that guy with the big schnoz there and the mustache. Who the f*** is that?
Let us know your thoughts on NXT tonight on Twitter at What Culture.
What are we going to do when this goddamn guy goes to the main roster?
Oh my God, we have a field day. That's what we're going to do.
Friday Night Smackdown.
Oh, my God. People aren't going to know what's goddamn hitting. Let us know your thoughts on this show.
SummerSlam.
On Twitter. At What Culture.
If somebody knows anything about extracting money from a bank.
Great balls of fire.
Great balls.
Should we do more pay-per-views?
Yeah, go on.
A St. Valentine's Day message.
All my life, I wanted to represent Team SmackDown.
We're going to get the fucking bragging rights, bitch. Okay?
Survivor Series.
Call me King, not Don, because I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. And I'm going to be at the Clash of the Castle, too, bitch.
Clash of the Castle.
Oh, I'll tell you what Tony knows a lot about. Payback. In your house, beware of a dog.
Come on, Anthony. Kind of.
I ain't got any pay-per-views like.
Revenge Taker. Revenge Taker.
Final four.
Four.
Final four. Away.
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of tonight's show on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, you can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
They got tables, letters, and cheers.
Oh.
Michael Hamflett.
Tables, letters, and wise guys. That's what I'm calling the pay-per-view. Where do you can follow people follow you on Twitter?
Taboo Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
At M. Sidgwick.
Every day is Cyber Sunday on NXT 2.0.
Follow me on...
Hey, you want a cyber?
Follow me on Twitter.
ASL.
ASL.
ASL. ASL, huh?
Follow me on
Twitter. You don't want to ask those questions in NXT. No,
nobody cares in Yahoo chat.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Subscribe. Daily Wrestling Podcasts. I'm going to be back to review the show tomorrow. These two schmucks are getting out of it. But I'll have a surprise guest. Who knows who it might be.
Previewing that mid-ass piece of garbage dynamite tomorrow.
Talking about that piece of trash garbage.
Well, the goddamn spawn monkeys. That's what we get trained to say anyway.
Anyway, this has been NXT 2.0 preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us.
Chris Richard said it.
We'll see you soon.
And Michael Hicks. Huh?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.